I have to say, it's genuinely fascinating to watch MARA Holdings, formerly Marathon Digital, completely reinvent itself this year. Just in the first half of 2026, they went ahead and liquidated roughly 23,000 Bitcoin for about $1.63 billion. It's a massive move that really captures the shifting energy in the space right now.
It absolutely is. What's striking here is how fundamentally this departs from the old mining playbook. For years, the standard was to accumulate Bitcoin and hold it as a long-term treasury asset. MARA is clearly moving away from that, treating their digital reserves more like working capital to prioritize operational flexibility and corporate stability over chasing speculative price gains.
And you can really feel the practical reasoning behind it. They're laying out three main goals for the shift. First, it's all about keeping the lights on. With energy costs climbing, facility maintenance adding up, and those block rewards shrinking after the halving, they need serious capital just to keep the mining operations profitable and running smoothly.
Exactly. The second objective is about strategic expansion. They aren't just sitting on the cash, they're actively deploying it to build out high-performance computing and AI data center infrastructure. It's a clear push to diversify revenue streams beyond traditional mining, which aligns perfectly with what modern investors are asking for: sustainable business models and tangible returns.
And that brings us to the third piece, which is really about peace of mind. By building up a solid fiat reserve, MARA can weather crypto's notorious volatility without being forced into distressed sales. Plus, it gives them the freedom to snap up opportunistic hardware upgrades whenever they pop up, all without piling on more debt.
That's the crux of it. They're essentially trading that speculative upside for predictable cash flow and infrastructure-driven growth. By reducing their direct exposure to Bitcoin's price swings, they're insulating their shareholders from market whiplash while steadily transitioning into a broader technology and energy enterprise.
It's a pretty bold pivot, and it definitely ripples out to the wider Bitcoin market. When you drop $1.63 billion worth of Bitcoin into the market at once, you have to wonder about the supply dynamics. It's interesting to see how the broader ecosystem is reacting to such a deliberate shift in strategy.
The data shows that institutional demand has actually absorbed those sales without triggering any kind of crash. But we shouldn't overlook the signal here. If other major public miners start following MARA's lead and regularly liquidating mined rewards, it could create a much more consistent supply hitting the market, which would likely moderate short-term price appreciation.
That's a fair point, but there's also a really positive angle to consider. By funneling those funds back into AI and digital infrastructure, they might actually end up strengthening the whole crypto ecosystem. Less price-correlated revenue streams and more resilient mining operations could make the industry much healthier in the long run.
Ultimately, this is a clear sign that the Bitcoin mining sector is maturing. Survival and long-term viability are no longer just about how much Bitcoin you can stack. They depend on rigorous cash flow management, strategic diversification, and treating Bitcoin as a tradable commodity rather than a static treasury asset.
It really is a pragmatic adaptation to post-halving economics and what investors are expecting today. I think what's most exciting is seeing the industry evolve from a purely speculative play into a more grounded, infrastructure-focused business model.
The real test, of course, will be execution. Whether this strategy succeeds hinges on whether that newly acquired liquidity actually delivers on its promise to fund operational growth and AI infrastructure expansion.
If they pull it off, it could easily become the new industry standard. But if it falters, it will really highlight the risks of liquidating long-term assets to fund short-term needs. It's definitely a high-stakes experiment.
Precisely. All eyes will remain firmly on MARA's balance sheet in the coming quarters to see if this liquidity injection finally delivers the operational resilience they're banking on.